Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty University has now appealed the meritless Title VII lawsuit. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this seems like a no-brainer case, and it'll be interesting to see how far we go, maybe even all the way to the Supreme Court. But in July 2023, Liberty University terminated Jonathan Zinsky, a male, after he flagrantly and intentionally violated the school's doctrinal statement and policies. When he was hired, he acknowledged and affirmed the doctrinal statements. But then as soon as his 90-day probation period expired, he's like, oh, sorry, I've been taking female hormones for 4 months, and now I would like to be called Eleanor.
Yeah, and so he was taking female hormones for 4 months before he applied for
right.
the job. So when he then applied for the job and signed the doctrinal statement that says the university's doctrinal statement is consistent with the Bible, and it says specifically that God created us in his image, male and female, and it goes on to even further state that to identify as the opposite of your birth sex is a sin. It's pretty specific in its doctrinal statement. He signed off on that knowing that he was lying because he had already been taking female hormones. And then he set up the university so that as soon as his 90-day probation is over, 1 or 2 days later, he comes up and he says, guess what? I want to be identified as Eleanor, and I'm, quote, transitioning. He wanted to get, obviously, the benefits to cover his various kinds of hormones and who knows what down the road. So he was terminated because it clearly is a violation of the school's doctrinal position. And moreover, he's in IT, and IT, having been a dean of Liberty University School of Law, I know how the IT works from the consumer side, from the employee side or the student side of things. The IT of the university interacts directly with the staff and students. And sometimes if you have a computer issue, maybe you lost a document or you needed something to address on your computer, you will voluntarily give the IT person login capability, and they can actually go in. You can see them working in your computer as they're fixing the problem, and they're communicating with you. So there's a lot of interaction between the IT people and the students, as well as the staff.
You know, and it seems very clear that this was a setup, because he could have easily gotten a position at some other organization or even another university that didn't have a Christian doctrine.
Yeah. So we Liberty Counsel is representing Liberty University. The ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of Zinsky under Title VII, claiming that this was a violation of Title VII, religious discrimination, and that Zinsky should be recompensed under the federal law. So we have taken up the defense. We filed a motion to dismiss. The U.S. District Judge Norman Moon in Lynchburg has now denied that motion. However, in doing so, he essentially set the case up for an appeal on several issues that are novel, he says, that have not been addressed or ruled upon by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which governs Virginia, or the United States Supreme Court. One of those is the fact that in Title VII, there's a specific exemption for religious employers so that they can maintain their religious identity.
Exactly. They have the right to hire employees that align with their beliefs.
So what he said is that in light of the Supreme Court's decision in Bostock versus Clayton, which found that the court that the issue of transgender could be protected by Title VII, or something to that effect, sexual orientation, I should say, could be protected by Title VII. He said there's no real case out there yet as to how this so-called LGBTQ or so-called transgender, quote-unquote, interplays with this exemption. So that's an unanswered question by the United States Supreme Court. The second thing he said is that's not addressed by the Fourth Circuit or the U.S. Supreme Court is whether or not the federal law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, applies when a private individual files an EEOC complaint and you're defending it. So, for example, if an employee claims religious discrimination or some other discrimination, they have to file with the EEOC first, and then the EEOC either gives you a right to sue letter and you can file in federal court on your own, or sometimes in a more rare situation, they will take the case themselves and it'll be EEOC on behalf of that employee against the employer. Well, obviously, if it's EEOC, if you have EEOC taking Jonathan Zinsky's case, if you had that as a situation, EEOC suing Liberty University on behalf of Jonathan Zinsky, if that were the case, clearly Liberty University would be able to raise a defense of the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. But if Jonathan Zinsky decides, I'm going to use the same law with the same facts in the same court against the same defendant, now all of a sudden the argument is, can RFRA apply as a defense to a private person who's a plaintiff? Some courts of appeals say yes. Some courts of appeals say no. The Fourth Circuit has not made any decision on it. Neither has the U.S. Supreme Court. So that's a clear question for the U.S. Supreme Court, and Judge Moon acknowledged it. So he defaulted by denying the motion as opposed to, you know, making new ground, leaving that, essentially punting that for the Court of Appeals and eventually to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, because we originally asked the court to dismiss this case. But this is interesting. This District Judge Moon said that while it is unclear whether current law, whether a religious institution who terminates a gender-confused employee for violating its religious doctrines is discriminating on the basis of religion, he held that Liberty cannot, quote, erect a shield around anti-discrimination laws by asserting that mere acceptance of a member from a particular group would impair its message, unquote. That does not make sense.
That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
That's a real weakness in his order,
right,
where he denies the motion to dismiss. That particular scenario, let's look at a case that went to the United States Supreme Court. And it was involving age discrimination. And the teacher at a Catholic school said, well, I'm being discriminated on the basis of age. They're not renewing my contract. Catholic school said, no, it's our religious right to be able to make decisions based on our doctrinal belief. Went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Supreme Court sided with the Catholic school, saying, no, you've got a ministerial exception, and that trumps any other federal law, whether it's Title VII, whether it's the Americans with Disabilities Act, whether it's the Age Discrimination Act. It trumps all of those. And so when Moon says you can't erect a shield against anti-discrimination laws by asserting that mere acceptance of a member from a particular group would impair its message, no, that's wrong. That's exactly what the United States Supreme Court has already ruled.
And he also said that Liberty University's employment of Zinsky does not significantly burden its ability to maintain its views, nor does it offend its freedom of expressive association.
Come on, let me put this into a real situation here. And so now you got somebody who is a male, and they're wanting to be called Eleanor, and they're wanting to come to work in high heels and a skirt, and they want to go through different kinds of hormone treatments, and they want to go through plastic surgery. Now they're interacting directly one-on-one with students. Students.
Who are Christian.
And the mission of Liberty University is to train champions for Christ.
Right.
And their doctrine says that God created us in his image, male and female, and that to identify as an opposite to your birth sex is sinful. Now they actually employ somebody who is actually speaking to students who directly violates that doctrinal position.
So that judge seems to kind of miss that boat.
That's a big boat to miss.
Yeah.
But that's a big aspect of this case.
Yeah.
That's why this case is so critically important and why people have been following this case, because of the implications of it at the United States Supreme Court. There are questions that need to be answered. If it goes the wrong way, ultimately, it would be devastating for religious employers, not just Liberty University, not just colleges and universities, but for all religious employers, for-profit and not-for-profit, everyone, including churches. No one would be exempt. So that's why this case is so critically important. Pray for this case. It's called Zinsky versus Liberty University, and now it's going to be Liberty University versus Zinsky on appeal. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.